Lord. Somebody lift up the name of Jesus and say, thank you this morning. Thank you, Father, for your goodness to us. Lord, you are worthy of our praise. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, our God, our help, we lift your name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Let's just sing a hymn this morning, just maybe one or two stanzas of the hymn. Abide with me. Amen. Even as the night seems to envelop everywhere in the world, we know that Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, by the word of his promise, have said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Can somebody please help me put the abide with me on the screen? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Sister Christy, if you can stand it, would you study with us? I always love you studying the hymn. Amen. Swell thy eventide, the darkness deeper, Lord. Praise him. Say, through cloud and sunshine, whether we are in the valley or in the mountaintop, we can be sure that Christ, our Lord, the love of God, will always stay with us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you this morning. Entrance of your word is with us this morning to bless, to lift us up. We pray for everyone that will listen to this message this morning or in time to come over the internet, that Lord, they be blessed, that they get something out of it, and that their soul be blessed mightily this day in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Today we're going to talk about a topic that is popular but at times less spoken about. Our last message was on how to, another option or in addition to prayer and the help we can get through covenants and through vows. But today we are going in another direction. Today is about angels. Angels, servants to help of salvation. Amen. Angels, servants to haze of salvation. Amen. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 1 verse 14 so that we can back up what we're going to say this morning with the scriptures. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 14. Can somebody join me and read together? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who are the heirs, who shall be heirs of salvation? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Are they not what? Ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Amen. Who among us this morning are counted or believe you are counted as heirs of salvation? Raise your hand unto the Lord. Amen. Do you believe you are heir of salvation? Do you believe that this scripture pertains to you also? Do you believe you have an angel? Do you believe that angel is there according to the word of God to serve those who are heirs of salvation? Do you believe that? That is a tall order if you're looking at it in that way, but that is true. Amen? Amen? Great privilege it is to us as children of God. I don't know anybody sitting here this morning or how many people sitting here who can afford a servant, especially in America here. Their wages is not cheap. But here we are, as sons and daughters of God, heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ, prince and princesses of heaven, we are told, we are reminded, we are given this great privilege that we actually have angels, ministering spirits, to minister to us, not just maybe once in our lifetime, but from the day you gave your life to Christ. We'll back it up with scriptures this morning. You have an angel. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Some of us are probably getting a scare. Maybe I have an angel. Did he get to see everything I'm doing? All this and that. He is there as a ministering spirit. Let's not go into the fear factor this morning. Let us go into the praise part. That God has counted us worthy to give us an angel the moment we become heirs of salvation. Joint heirs with Christ. Sons and daughters of God. From that moment, God has assigned you a ministering spirit. But we seem to be detached from it a lot these days. It was so common in the days of the Acts of the Apostles. It was so common in the Bible days that Paul started to warn them to be careful not to worship the angels. It was so common in those days that we hear it in the scriptures, some of them we look at. It has been revealed or spoken about in the scripture about 300 times. Angelic ministration, angelic guidance, angelic help, angelic bringing messages from God, angels coming to redeem us from strife, from problem, from things that would harm us or destroy us. But today we are not giving a lot of thought into that. It looks like because of the abuse that many have applied into this, we are putting it on the side. But I believe that if you have these expectations, if you start to believe that these angels are there to minister, and you start to speak to them as companion, as people who are there to help you, as ministering spirits sent forth to God, knowing their job, knowing their work towards you, knowing why they are there, you start to see. Years ago, some old timers who are sitting here, we remember that there was an excitement among us about rapture, about believing in God coming to take us out of this world under the capstone message. It was so much in those days that many of us who are here have taken pictures, have felt, have seen, has been led, has been touched by angels. Is to take picture, you see the Shekinah glory on people in those days. Shall somebody say amen? Is there anybody here who have been in that before? You see the Shekinah glory around you. They take picture, you see the crowd, a pillar of fire. The glory of the Lord revealing himself. Angelic beings. Because there was an expectation among us. There was a desire to feel the spiritual. And when you walk with the Lord, when you know this, when you expect it, when you start to diverge into the spiritual, knowing that these are ministering spirits sent forth to minister to you as heir of salvation, not to be taken for granted, you start to interact with them. But be careful. I want to say it in the beginning of this message, that there's also good and false angels. That ancient dragon, Lucifer, Leviathan, is still around. He took about one third of the angels out of heaven by rebellion. So when you hear, when you see, when an angel has entertained you, or you have entertained an angel, or you have been ministered to, always gauge it with the Urim and Thummim. That is the word of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Always gauge what was said. An angel of God cannot preach, cannot say anything that will contradict the word of God. Amen? An angel of the Lord cannot come and say to do things that will dishonor the name of Christ. Those spiritual beings are around us today. In fact, the world is mixing with them much more than us. Every time you turn on the news, you say, somebody say, a God appeared to me and told me to go and kill and destroy. Every time you turn on the news or something, you hear somebody saying, yes, it was a spirit that ministered to me and said, go, and what did they do? They did evil. They did things that is abominable. They did things that is ungodly. And you start to say, are they crazy? Because you don't understand. Angels, fallen angels, are out there in the world telling people what to do, telling people to do evil in the name, and then they blame it unto the righteous God. That is not true. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But Christians, believers, do not know the ministration of this angel. Some of them nearly have an accident, and somehow at the last minute, God pulled you, something pulled you out of the way. You say, wow, my God. Do you know, I was standing there just a second. If I had stayed there in the next second, I would have been crushed. I don't know how I moved. You didn't move yourself. There was an angel that ministered to you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? Amen? Amen. Many of us can give testimony of this. We have situations we cannot explain how it happened. We have situations whereby today you are appointed to die and suddenly something happened. You have situation that the finances, the hope, the depression, the things are there and say, oh, suddenly I was lifted out of this and now I have peace. You have been ministered by an angel. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now you can see it or you may not see it. We're going to go into that if God gives time in this message. There is a time they can appear to you, and there's a time they manifest to you unseen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So as the light dims in our world today, as the midnight hour approaches, in this era, in this time we are living in, towards the end of time, there will be more presence of angels, blessed be the name of the Lord, moving more among the saints of God, like in the days of the apostles, like in the days of the Bible, I want us to start to be aware of this ministration, because in it, there will be help. In it, there will be a lifting up. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. It was so common in the days of the apostles that say that some have entertained strangers, thinking you are entertaining just any stranger, but they don't know that they are entertaining angels. That's how common it was in those days. Our Christ, our Lord, the Word of God says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So the ministry of angels has not been pushed out. It has not been, because the reason we are not seeing it manifest as it should is us. We are now not having that expectation. We are not having that desire. And you know, you are not to worship them. You are not to, you know, give them any respect or whatever, but you have to give God the glory, but you have to know that God put them here for a reason. There's a reason why they ministered in those days. There's a reason why they ministered through the seven church ages. There's a reason why they are there. God did not just put them as an afterthought. He said that this are ministering spirits sent forth to do what? Minister to those who are to be heirs of salvation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. As we reach into the sifting hours of life, when we find ourselves in the valleys, when we find ourselves in situations that we don't know where to turn to, we've prayed, we believe God. There's a time you just need that lift up, that recharge. And that is what angels does. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Angels are created beings. Psalm 148 verse 2 and 5. They are created. So you are not to worship them. You are to worship the creator. Psalm 148, please. Somebody's there. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his host. Verse 5. Verse 5. 148, verse 5. Sorry, our usual help's not there. Thank you for helping today, Pastor. Let them praise the name of the Lord. For he commanded and what? And they were created. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They are spiritual beings. Psalm 104 verse 4. Psalm 104 verse 4. They are spiritual beings. They are not just flesh and blood. There is something they call theophany. That means when God manifests, turn around, come to us, show himself as flesh. They can also manifest the same. Who maketh his angels spirit? And his ministers, what? A flame of fire. They are spiritual beings. They have ranks. They have duties. They have levels. They are fashioned in such a way in God's kingdom to have different operations that they can do or not do. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Angels, some of them we know in the Bible are called cherubims. We have the seraphims. We have like the archangel. We have the angels. We have those that are called the messengers. We have those that are war angels. They excel in the art of the war. That is why the Bible starts to talk about, not just in the negative, but also in the spiritual positive principalities. Those are like the demonic power that has fallen, but we are talking about the ones on the side of God, the one given to us to minister to me and you as heirs of salvation. They have different duty. They are one that is the one that is assigned to me and you to be ministers, to help us. They have a specific duty. When you need deliverance, they will now call back, as you said, they go to and fro before the throne of God. They can take your report back to God and bring God's report back to you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They can influence your dreams. They can influence your thoughts. They can influence your actions if you will allow angels to minister to you. That is why God put them there. They can even fight your battles, as we're going to see. There's a time you just say, just sit down and watch me do what I am called to do on your behalf. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. They can operate in covert, and they can operate in the open to mankind. These are all in the scriptures. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, their ranks is dependent on what type of angel that is operating at that point in time. When it is time for war, as you see in the case of Daniel, a message was sent, and that message came, and there was a prince of Persia standing on the way, and that angel could not do much to move him. He has to call for backup. And then Michael came, blessed be the name of the Lord, amen? And he said that bulldozer of heaven moved him out of the way so that that message can come through to the elect of God, amen? Put your hands together for the Lord, amen? Amen. So there is just different duties that angelic beings are called to do for his of salvation. His of God's kingdom. Joint his with Christ. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, angelic ministration cut across every area of mankind life. We're going to take some of them one by one, and if time permits, we can take as much as we can. As I said, in the scripture, there are about 300 ministrations of angelic ministrations to sons and daughters of God. Brethren, you have to look at yourself and say, I am really important to God. You know, he did not just give us the Holy Spirit. He did not just give us the word to help us. He also made sure that each and every one of us, for those who came late, have an angel, as we have read it in Hebrews 1:14. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister to those who are his of salvation? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Elijah, we're going to talk about some of these men of God. I will call his own pound. He found himself in what I call the end of line situation. At times we have things, we don't have things in perspective. And I was surprised in reading this and looking, I said, somebody like Elijah, look at what happened. He took an angel to restore. He went on a battle against 450 seasons Baal prophets, demonic powers. There was a showdown in Carmel, Mount Carmel, for which he said, call on your God, I will call on my God. And whoever answered by fire, let him be what? Let him be God. And there was a battle, spiritual and physical. He took them. At the end of them, all of them were destroyed. God have mercy on us. I want you to see some point in each one of these as I bring it about. Many a times, God has taken us into battle and we fought it and we win. And then suddenly the enemy come and say, hey, I will do this, I will do that, and we chicken out. And we forget that the same God who was with us yesterday is the same one that will be with us today. The same one that will be with us in the top of the mountain, he will also be with you in the valley. And one single wretched woman, ungodly, that don't fear God, suddenly made a threat to Elijah. I will have your head for killing 450 of my evil prophets of Baal. And what did Elijah do? He took off. He said he ran for his life. He ran so hard until he even at a point started to shed everything around him. He gave up. His servant said, stay here. I'm going to continue to run. And then they said in Isaiah 1 Kings chapter 19. Let's quickly read it. 1 Kings chapter 19 verse 4. He kept running, forgetting that God just few days back has gone and done mighty things in all Israel. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he might die. Many of us have been there. We tend to forget the battle, the war, the things that God did just yesterday, did last year, did for us before. And now the enemy come with his spirit, with all this evil, with all the noise coming from left, from right, and he say, oh, I'm done for. Look at Elijah from victory to this. And he did what? And he requested for himself that he might do what? Died and say, it is enough. I'm done. Now, O Lord, take away my life. I'm not better than my fathers. Let's go to verse 6, please, quickly. Verse 6, 19:6. 19:6. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals and a cruse of water at his head, and he did eat and drank and laid him down again. Verse 7. And the angel of the Lord did what? Came again the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because there is a journey, you have an appointment with God. I'm telling everybody sitting here this morning, when you are down and seems you are out, when it seems you have no other place to turn to, there is still a God who is watching after you. That angel of the Lord will come and give you if you need a double portion. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But you have an appointment with God, like Elijah said, you have an appointment in Mount Carmel, the Mount Hebron, the Mount of God. You have an appointment with him, and God will not allow any single hair of your hair to fall until God has done using you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And as long as God is still using you, you do not need to fear the enemy. There is an angel of the Lord, he said, he encampeth around them that fear him. Encamped around them that fear him. There's an encampment of angels, of warriors of God. When I mean warriors, you're going to see something they did along the way as we discussed this morning. They can take a host. That's why the Bible called the Lord God of hosts. They have every type, the one that can go to war, the one that can smash, the one that can build up, the one that can pull down every stronghold in your life. And I pray in the name of Jesus that if you find yourself at the end of line like Elijah, be ministered to this day by an angel in Jesus' mighty name, so that you have a lifting up. That's what they are there to do, to lift you from that pit, from that miry clay. And put your feet upon the rock. And even put a song into your mouth. Even a song of praise. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jesus found himself in a desert place. Mighty Jesus Christ, our Lord himself. He has to depend on angel ministration at a point. In the beginning of the ministry, he was taking his say in Matthew chapter 4 verse 1. You don't need to put it on the screen. He was taken to be tried and tempted, not by devil, not by any other thing, but by the Spirit of God himself. There's an appointment he has with God. And that appointment cannot be delayed. He's already waited for about 30 years. Now, in the beginning of the ministry, he has to go through the process that God has already set up. He fasted, he waited on the Lord for 40 days, and immediately he's done. When you have an appointment with God, that's when the enemy will come with everything he has and throw all his plans, all his destiny into work. But believe, amen? Believe that you have an angel watching your back. The thing is that many of us fail to activate it. Many of us doesn't know that you may have to switch on the buttons to put them into action in certain circumstances. And if God allows us, we come to that. There's a time you have to speak to them. There's a time you have to command according to the word of God for them to rise up on your behalf. When the enemy especially is coming like a flood, do you know the standard the Lord will leave? It is the angels of the Lord. He will raise them as a standard. A standard is carried as a banner by soldiers going to war. And that banner signifies, we are coming to get you. We are coming to pull you down. We are coming to destroy you. Your defenses is broken. And when the Lord lifts a standard for a child of God, every wall of separation will start to fall. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. And so, Jesus Christ found himself in this situation. He found himself in this place. He found himself where there is no help but God alone. He has to rely on this one source alone. And this does not look so good because the enemy just tried 1, 2, 3 to pull him down. He overcome all of them, but he felt depleted. He felt tired. He was not as strong as it should be in the mind and in the spirit after 40 days, after all this tiredness of going through fasting and everything, he was weakened. And then, he said, then the devil did what? Leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Ministration of an angel always involves lifting you up from the level where you are to a better level. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In every situation, they minister to somebody, they lift you up. In every situation you find yourself in need of their ministration, call upon God to release these warriors on your behalf. Call upon God to send unto them. They are already encamping around you, but you need to activate them. I believe it was Pastor Piatto. I was preaching one time, and he spoke about that some of us, our angels are bored, like boredom. You have a servant in the house. Usually for those who have been to houses where they have servants, in the morning they say, you cook, you clean the floor, you do this, they give them assignments to do. Now, we are not dishonoring them, but Bible says they are ministering spirit sent forth to minister to them who are heirs of salvation. They are there to minister to you, but you don't have a job for them. You are drowning in your own problem, but you are not calling into the assistance of those, the spiritual, the spirit beings that God has installed that is there to help you. Gideon was a man who does not know himself again. And we have been there, many of us. That is in Judges chapter 6, verse 12. But don't put it in the scriptures, okay? He was a man that doesn't know himself again. Actually, put it there. Judges chapter 6, verse 12. Israel was being run over by the Amalekites. And here is a man that is like many of us today, who God have recognized, but did not recognize themselves. Who have an appointed angel, but doesn't even know it. Who is a man of valor, but he was hiding from the enemies, threshing floor in the wilderness to put those food and hide them. And here comes the angel of the Lord. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. He looked behind him to check if there is somebody else behind me. You are talking to me? Yeah. Man of valor? Yeah. And you see me riding from the enemy? Yes. And you calling me that I'm all this? Yes. Don't you know that in my father's house in Israel, we are the lowest of the low? Yeah, but still, go in that might. Go in that power. Go in that anointing, because you have an appointment with God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And the Lord looked upon and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? That was a lifting up. We're not going to go through the story. You know the story of Gideon, how he thrashed the enemy and recovered Israel unto God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is what angels comes to do. Many of us have forgotten who we are in Christ. The enemy come and we are all shaky. We are all scared. We are all afraid. Just like Gideon here. Yeah? But God sent his angel to come and enable him, to come and pull him out of that delusional spirit. And started by telling him, you are a mighty man. And he couldn't even believe that of himself. Daughters of God, sons of God sitting here, you are appointed to God for great things, and you are mighty in the mighty name of Jesus. You are great in the sight of God. God has lifted you up. You now have to stand and take that God has assigned. Your lot has fallen into pleasant places. You have to walk into it in the mighty name of Jesus and claim your position and claim things that God has ordained for you and for me. We are not to be on that beggarly revel when we have as much as angels being our servants, being there to minister to us. We are no more peons of this world. We are highly lifted up and favored by God. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Daniel was in a time of confusion. Very much in confusion, doesn't know where to go. He has questions. He went into fast for 3 good weeks. Partial fast. And as he was waiting on the Lord, he said that the angel in Daniel chapter 10 verse 6, the angel came to him from the first day. But this angel could not make entrance. Look at the kind of angel that God has. I want you to see the type of thing that is sitting around you. That is why in those days, as I said, and even till now, when some of us take pictures, you see the glory crowd. You see the Shekinah glory. You see the anointing. You see it in our pictures. We have this expectation. And we are believing. We are reaching out. And they were free to walk among us as pillars of fire. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, and understand the word that I speak unto thee, and stand upright. He was stooping down before. Get up. Like some of us. Shoulders bent. No, stand up. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. He was in before God. Let's go to 12 quickly. 10, 12. Hallelujah. Then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel. For from the first day that thou hast set thy heart unto to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy word were heard, and I am come for thy words. And he says, but the prince of the kingdom of Persia who withstood me, brethren, have a battle. I want you to know that the fight has been rigged to our favor. Call it whatever. That's the best language I can muster for that. God has designed us to win. God has designed that we are going to come up ahead and overcome. Not just overcome, but to overtake also. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We are to overcome and overtake. We are to recapture and take back what the enemy has taken from us. But there's always going to be a fight. But in that fight, you are never going to be alone. I have testimonies upon testimonies that are showing me that there are angels standing by my side and fighting. Today, maybe in the review section, if I review section, I have opportunity to bring those. Today, just to minister through the word of God. Angels ministering to me. Angels coming to my rescue. angels coming to me in dreams and telling me things that this is what will happen. And when you go there, do not be afraid, because the Lord God is with you. They never speak anything on their own name. They speak uplifting the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If they come magnifying themselves, if they come talking about themselves, watch that angel, whatever they are, tell them to get behind me. You are not from the Lord. They have to lift up Jesus Christ. Amen? And he said, from the first day, the enemy withstood me, but Michael, amen, that great angel of the Lord, the chief princes, came to help me. And he will come to help you in Jesus' name. Whatever obstacle that is standing on your way today, I ask in the name of Jesus that heaven will send Michael, that bulldozer of heaven, to come and roll over every prince of Persia that is standing on your way in the mighty name of Jesus, and give you victory. And give you victory. Be it your children, be it finances, be it health issue, be it people troubling you, be it things you have desired of the Lord, and they are not manifesting. Today is a time of manifestation, because the angel of the Lord will move mountains for you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And Daniel started to understand. The message started to come. The hour of confusion started to move out. The Lord moved on his behalf. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Paul, in the eye of the storm, he was traveling as a prisoner to where they were going to send him. And suddenly, you know, the enemy came to destroy his life, because he has an appointment with God. But God will always send the angel to deliver. He told them, let us not move this ship today. Let us wait and winter here so that the storm could be over. But the captain of the ship wouldn't listen. They want to go according to their own schedule, and they moved the ship to the sea. And a heavy storm, a northwinder, came upon them to destroy the ship. It was so strong that they have to leave the ship to start going. But do you know what happened? Paul started to tell them in Acts chapter 27, Acts chapter 27 verse 22. He started to minister to them and say, look, something is happening in the spirit. I have an appointment with God. In Acts chapter 27 verse 22, he says, and now I exhort you to be of good cheer. Not just me, not just any, but all of you be of good cheer. For there shall be no loss any man's life among you, but the sheep will be lost. 23. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am. Remember that. You have to be God's. Saying, fear not, Paul. That must be brought before Caesar. That's the appointment. Nothing will stop you from getting where God wants you to get. Not even the storm. Not even the powers and principalities of this world. They can rage. They can cry. They can foam in their mouth. They can do whatever. But God will get you to where he wants you to go. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He will call on those angels. And lo, God have given thee all them that sell with you. Not only will your life not be lost, Paul. Not only will this storm not take your life. Not only will this sickness not take your life. Not only will this financial situation not eliminate you. Not only will the fear of things that is coming. But not only that, people you pray for, people you love, your children, God will roll them, and the blessing will flow over to them in Jesus' mighty name. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God. Somebody believe God this morning, shout hallelujah. Somebody believe God this morning, shout hallelujah. That it shall be even as it was spoken. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let that minister to you. That in the eye of the storm, God will not allow his servants to be drawn. The enemy has already prepared fishes to eat his bones and his flesh in that see, but no. There's an appointment with Caesar where he was going to stand and declare Jesus Christ. And no hell, no principalities, no powers. Do not be afraid of them, brethren. You have an angel. Amen? And if they couldn't get it done, they will call for backup. And those backup are heavy-duty ones. A blessed be the name of the Lord. When they come with the power of atomic bomb. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? Peter broke the chains right in the prison, chained among two guards with 16 centurions or whatever they call them, standing guard, making sure that Peter did not broke through. And the saints were praying in the night. And they call a prayer meeting and say, let us pray for him to be delivered. Just like when things happen here, we call on God. We come together to pray for one another. God does answers. And so the angel went and kicked Peter on the side, say, wake up. He woke up and he took him right from among them, from the soldiers, from the prisoners, all the way to the street and lose him there. Peter woke up, so I thought I was in a vision. It is not actually vision now. It's actually real. So the angel of the Lord broke the chains. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said that when he came and did that, he said that when this happened, the chain in his hand was falling off. Amen. That chain in your hand, I command it in Jesus' name to fall off in Jesus' mighty name. That chain the enemy has bound you together, whatever it is, let it be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. For by the anointing, Jesus breaks the yoke. Amen. Glory be to God. And the funny thing is that people who were praying, watch this. They've been all night fasting and praying and calling God. When Peter come and knocked on the door, back, I say, who is that? One little girl came and that is Peter. She was so happy, she ran back inside and said, Peter is standing at the door. They said, no, it was probably his angel. No, it was Peter. It's probably his angel. He's still in jail. God has already answered your prayer. Go and claim it in Jesus' mighty name. An angel of deliverance is on the way and is with us at this hour. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 Jacob running for his life. This was a death sentence out of him. His brother told him, I will kill you. And then when he ran away for 20 years or so, Laban came to kill him. But there was an issue that happened. He said he was sleeping in Bethel and he saw the angel of God ascending and descending, ascending and going up and down, up and down. I said, wow, I am in the habitation, the gate of heaven here. That angel is going up and down. And so he went on that journey, and that towards the end, Laban, his mother's brother, wanted to eliminate him because God had found a way to prosper and bless him. But do you know what? God came to him and said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hezekiah, overwhelming all, the king of Assyria, whatever they call, was after him with hundreds of thousands of soldiers. Hundreds of thousands of soldiers. And they started telling him from the gate, this kingdom leveled against us, we destroyed them. This kingdom came against us and we squashed them. This kingdom, I was naming them, and fear was falling upon the heart of men on the wall. This is Hezekiah. And this is 2 Kings chapter 19. We're not going to read it, but you can look it up yourself. And so, this thing got so bad that he has to go call for Elisha. Come and pray with me. For, as he said, this is a day of calamity. Our kingdom is about to be destroyed. This man boasted against the God of heaven, the eternal God himself. And God now sent a word to his prophet. Say, I would put a hook on his nose and drag him out. That's a painful one. And so in the night, do you know what happened? One single angel of war, who is a Bible scholar here, how many people did he kill in one night? 185,000. Not two angels. He didn't poison their water, no. He slashed all of them to death. They wake up in the morning and say, ah, we are all dead men. And the king and the whatever is remaining took off and his captain of the host, they ran away. One angel killed 185,000 soldiers in one single night. When Jesus Christ was persecuted, Peter, whatever, pulled out his tiny sword and said, cut off somebody here. They brought, say, how many swords do you have? We have two. Say, that's enough. Then, ask them what is going on here. I say, well, we are here to defend. Say, do you think that if I ask the Father, will he not send like 6 legion? A legion is about 6,000 angels. 6,000 times 12 is about 72,000. One angel killed 185,000. So 72,000 of the one he's going to call will kill about 1 trillion people. There weren't even that many people in the world at that point, even now. So God can call the host and annihilate the whole world in one single day. An angel can destroy thousands. This is the power. This is the power behind you. This is the power sitting by your side now. This is the power watching over you. He said the angel of the Lord does what? Encamp around them that fear the Lord. This is the power you have, and you are trembling over one small woman, and you are trembling over one small man, and you are trembling over one small. You have the power that is bigger than a nuclear bomb right behind you. With the whisk of his mouth, a slash of his hand, a look in his eyes. There was a place we are going to leave. I think it was in Daniel. He will start to describe the picture of that angel. He said the eye, it was like a flaming fire. The feet and everything. And he was describing the type of angel that came to his rescue. See, the angel of the Lord, he said, camp around them that fear him. And he does what? He does deliver them. The Lord will deliver you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen? We cannot get to it all. There are so many of them. But in rounding up, the psalmist says in chapter 91, 10 to 12. Psalm chapter 91, verse 10 to 12. That's the book of Psalm. David, a man that has seen a lot of trouble, a lot of fight. Say, the Lord turned my arm like a weapon of war. Amen? That's the Lord he serves. There shall no evil befall thee. Amen? Can somebody say amen with me? There shall no evil befall thee. Neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. 11. For he shall do what? Give his angels charge, command, order, to keep thee in all thy ways. When you are going forward, he's with you. When you are going backward, with you. When you are flying, he's with you. When you are swimming, with you. In the lake, in the car, he's with you. To give his angels charge over you, they will even do what? Carry you like a small baby when it's necessary. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They shall bear thee up in their hands so that your prince and princess's little foot will not even dash against a stone. Can you imagine that? My God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Put your hands together. Put your hands together. Put your hands together for the Lord. You know some servant, when he say carry that baby, they will wait. When the mother is there, just drop him there. Say, walk on your own. But here is the command. Carry Emmanuel in your hand. Carry this sister in your hand. Carry, so that even his tiny little pretty toe will not even be squashed by stone. Who is carrying you? God's angel. Who is holding you up? God's angel. Who is enabling you in this hard situation? The angel of the Lord. Because he's encamping around you. Believe it, brethren. Believe it. No matter how the night is now, no matter how it is fearful at this point, no matter the news that is coming from the north, south, or east, or west, either it's coming from high or from low, there is a God angel standing by your side. At the end of the day, the power of the Most High God shall excel. He said, he maketh his angel spirit a flaming fire, and they excel in strength. One of them can squash 185,000 trained warrior, armored, ready for battle, and take them and slew them in one single night. That is the power that is behind you in this church now. If God will open our eyes at this point, you will see that flaming fires around us this morning. If God will open your eyes in the time you are in that room crying out to God and say, what help am I getting? There is help standing on your side. Activate that angel of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Call them to walk. Ask them to go on your defense. Take offense on your behalf. Whatever it has to be done. Tell the angel of the Lord, go and fight this battle for me in Jesus' mighty name. Pull down the wall of separations on my behalf. Every obstacle, bring them down. Every stronghold, start to eliminate them. Because the Lord has appointed it that even my pretty little toe shall not be dashed on a stone. If need be, you have to carry me. If need be, you have to lift me up. If need be, you have to back me up like a mother backs the baby. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. And it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrians and 185,000. Did he say angels? One single angel. And when they arose in the morning, behold, they were all dead. All their boastings to destroy you. All their concussion to pull you down. All they have manufactured, run into this place, run into blood, does this, do that, do. It came to nothing. They were all dead. He whacked them in the night. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. As we stand on our feet, as we close, brethren, I want to entreat you today. Treat them with honor. Recognize their presence. Because they are around you. You young people that goes to school, we hear they are shooting and shooting over there and this and that. Some maniac heart from the demons to go and shoot up people. And he take their gun. Know that the angel of the Lord is by your side in Jesus' mighty name. Do not be afraid. At that point, declare, command. Say, the angel of the Lord, watch after me. Amen. Be a bulletproof around me in Jesus' mighty name. And so shall it be. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Those of you who are in a situation right now and you are listening from us, this privilege, this is only for his of salvation. If you don't know Christ Jesus, don't come asking any angel to do anything. You don't even have one. There's nothing standing by your side. But if you know Jesus Christ, if you believe in Christ, if you are giving your life to him, from the moment you say, I do, you have an angel. There are people in dire situation, Sarah in the Bible, Manoah's wife, who is childless, and she desired, an angel came to her, and the husband had said, I am come from the Lord. At the season of life you shall conceive. And the Lord did it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Activate that angels. Tell them to start to minister to you in this way. Those things you desire. Those things you want that is in line with the will of God. Those things that you need that is in line with the plan of God for your life. There is no reason why it should be withheld from you. There might be trial. The prince of Persia might start for a while. But the angel of the Lord, Michael, will move him out so that you can get your answer in Jesus' mighty name. Somebody say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Put your hands together for the Lord, everyone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I wish there would be time next week. I know many people here who have had angels' ministration. I have. Some of us have. So that you can come and give testimonies. But if you have not, activate that great angel by your side. Let them work for you this week to give you an answer. An answer of good report in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We pray for anybody who is watching us at this one. You haven't given your life to Christ. I'm calling on you. This is the opportunity to give your life to Christ so that you can inherit as heirs of God, as joint heirs with Christ, as prince and princess of heaven, an angel to watch over you and bring answer of good report to you. Now join me and say, Jesus Christ, come into my life. Take your place. At this hour, I yield all to you. I give my life to you and ask that from this hour, you be my Lord and my Savior. That, Father, that promises of your word, they apply to me. Fill me with the Holy Spirit of power. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory.